For decades, flying cars felt like pure science fiction, just something out of movies.
Absolutely. A classic future dream.
But now suddenly we're hearing about a commercial launch in 2025. It sounds like they're, almost here.
Well, almost here, and commercial launch can mean different things in this space. It's complex.
Okay, so that's what we want to dig into today. What does that actually mean? Is it hype or reality? We're aiming to give you the shortcut on what's really happening.
Good plan. There's a lot to unpack.
So who are the main players? It seems like there's a split, right? Some are doing road legal cars, others are focused on air taxis.
Exactly. Two very different approaches. And commercial launch means something quite different for each. It's not one single thing.
Got it. So on the road legal side, there's Palvi Liberty in the Netherlands. They're calling it the world's first true flying car.
Yeah, it's a gyroplane. So it needs a runway, but it drives on the road too. It's certified for both, which is a big step. They're showing it off in Monaco next March.
Showing it off, okay. Not selling widely yet.
Not quite yet. Seems like pre-production. Then you have Aircar from Slovakia.
Right, that one needs about, what, 300 meters of runway? More plane-like?
It has airworthiness certification. They're talking about sales maybe early 2026. But look at the price tag, $800,000 to $1 million.
Wow. Okay, so definitely not for everyone just yet. Now, what about the other side? The air taxis, the eVTOLs? These sound more like services.
Precisely. Think electric passenger drones. SkyDrive in Japan did a remotely piloted demo recently at the Osaka Expo.
And they have a mock-up for people to see. Building public trust, you said? That social license?
Yeah, getting people comfortable with the idea is crucial. And in the U.S., Joby Aviation just got a key FAA certification.
The Part 135 air carrier cert, what does that actually let them do?
It means they can legally operate an air taxi service, like a tiny airline. They're aiming for flights in 2026,
But there's always a but.
they still need the type certification for the aircraft itself. That's the FAA saying the design is safe for mass production and public use. That's the big one.
Okay, so Joby's close, but still hurdles. What about Archer? They have that huge United deal.
Yeah, $1 billion. And United's already mapping out test routes in Chicago. That's serious commitment.
And Volocopter in Germany. They flew demos at the Paris Olympics.
They did. Successful demos, and they're planning public rides in Paris and Rome later this year. So, progress on multiple fronts.
Okay, so with all this activity, the big question a lot of you are probably asking, where's Tesla? Where's Elon Musk?
It's a fair question given his track record, but honestly, all the current info suggests nothing concrete, no dedicated flying car or eVTOL project we know of. Their focus really seems locked on electric cars on the ground and self-driving tech.
Interesting. So maybe not the space race everyone expected there. Okay, we've got prototypes, we've got some certifications, but widespread adoption feels far off. What are the main roadblocks? It's not just the tech.
Oh, definitely not. The tech is advancing, but the non-technical stuff, that's huge. That commercial launch in 2025, it's very, very specific to certain companies and milestones.
Like regulation.
Regulation is probably the biggest pacing factor. The FAA is working on it, but getting widespread approval for air taxis across the U.S., realistically, we're likely looking at 2027, maybe even 2028 to 2030. There's just so much testing involved.
And then there's Lidre. Where did they land? You can't just pop down in a parking lot.
Exactly. Infrastructure is a massive challenge. You need a whole new system, dedicated landing pads, vertiports, maybe even designated roads in the sky.
Wow, roads in the sky.
And think about the power needed for all these electric eVTOLs. It impacts the whole urban grid, plus public perception.
Noise.
Safety.
Both big ones. People worry about noise, and studies even show just seeing them makes people think they're louder. And safety is paramount, obviously. Then there's cost.
Right, that million-dollar air car.
Initially, it's a luxury market, no doubt. It limits who can actually buy or use these early on. Your daily commute probably isn't changing next year.
Okay, so hurdles are significant. Regulation, infrastructure, public trust, cost. Yet the market forecasts are, well, sky high. They really are optimistic. Projections show the market jumping from maybe $243 million next year to over $4.2 billion by 2035. That's huge growth, like 34% annually.
So the long-term belief is definitely there, even if the start is slow.
Absolutely. But getting there,
Yeah.
it needs everyone pulling together. Aerospace companies, city planners, energy providers, regulators. It has to be a collaborative effort.
That collaboration sounds key. Where's the biggest friction point right now in making that happen, do you think?
It's probably that intersection of regulation and public acceptance. You need clear rules people trust, and people need to feel safe and okay with these things flying over their heads. Without both, the tech can only go so far.
That makes perfect sense. It really brings it back to the human element. So here's something to think about. As these new kinds of vehicles start to appear, what does car or aircraft even mean anymore? How does that definition change? And maybe more importantly, how do our cities, our actual landscapes, need to change for a sky filled with more than just birds and jetliners?